Hello, Adventurous Journey fans. The topic today is our precious time. Stop wasting time and start taking time to reach your destiny. Where are we going? Where are you going? And how much of this precious time will it take for you to get there? No matter where you decide to go, it's always a good idea to know where you started from. I would like to give you a brief history on how time and the number 12 came into our calendar that's used today. One, the birth of Christianity. The traditional Western calendar used the birth of Jesus as a reference point, dividing time into BC, before Christ, AD, after his death. This system was popularized by the monk Dionysius Augustus in the 6th century CE and gradually became widely adopted in Europe. Overall, the documentation of events where time evolved gradually over millennia, driven by the need for organization, administration, historical record keeping, and cultural practices. Different cultures developed their own methods of timekeeping and dating systems, eventually leading to the standardized system used globally today. Now, the use of the number 12 to determine the year and day has historical and cultural significance, particularly in the ancient civilization of early calendars. Here's how the number 12 was utilized. One, calendar systems. Early civilizations, including the Sumerians, Babylonians, Egyptians, and Greeks, based their calendar system on astronomical observations, particularly the moments of celestial bodies such as the sun and the moon. The division of the day into 12 hours likely organized with the ancient Egyptians, who used the duodecimal system based upon 12 for counting and measurements. The Egyptians divided the day into 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness, resulting in a total of 24 hours. Each hour was further divided into 60 minutes and each minute into 60 seconds. The division into 12 parts may have been influenced by the observation of the moon phases, which roughly occurred in cycles of about 29.5 days, leading to the 12 lunar months of a year. Number two, year division. While the division of the year into 12 months is not inherently based on the number 12, many early calendar systems did have 12 months. The division of the year into 12 months likely corresponded to the approximate number of lunar cycles in the solar year. Although most ancient calendars had months of varying lengths to try to systemize the solar year. Now, number three, cultural significance. The number 12 has had cultural significance in various traditions. It is divisible by many numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, making it convenient for particular applications such as measurements, timekeeping, and calculations. In many cultures, the number 12 is associated with completeness and perfection. For example, there are 12 signs of the zodiac in astrology, 12 apostles in Christianity, and 12 tribes of Israel in Judaism. Four, influence on modern timekeeping. Despite the advent and more precise timekeeping methods, such as atomic clocks, the division of the day into 24 hours and the hour into 60 minutes and the minutes into 60 seconds has persisted from ancient times. This legacy can be traced back to the early civilizations that utilized the number 12 as a basis for their timekeeping systems. In summary, the number 12 was used in ancient calendars and timekeeping systems due to its practicality, cultural significance, and the influence of astronomical observations on early civilizations. Although modern timekeeping has evolved significantly, traces of the ancient duodecimal system can still be seen in the division of day and measurements of time. One day, Jesus was on his way to a home of a 12-year-old girl who had died to raise her from the dead. He had 12 men who was following him who persisted that 12 tribes of Israel. These were the representatives of the 12 tribes of Israel. As they were on the way to this 12-year-old girl's house, there was a woman who had an issue of blood who had been suffering for 12 years. She said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed." So she fought through the crowd, reached, touched the hem of his garment, and was healed. Jesus turned around and asked, "Who touched me?" The disciples was looking around with all the people that was touching Jesus, say, "Jesus, how can you say who touched you? Everybody is touching you." But Jesus said, "Wait, someone touched me and was healed. Follow me now." He had a mission that he was on the way to bring a girl that had died, that was 12 years old, back to life. So he was focused on the mission. Here comes a lady been suffering for 12 years, touched him and was healed. And the disciples, the 12 of them, were surprised. My question is, and what I'm trying to explain to everyone today, how many 12s will you go by before you realize your destiny? Will you use before you reach your destiny? Your goal, your dream, your legacy will be tied up with how many 12s you use to get there. Let's take this journey together and utilize our time and stop wasting it. Thanks, everyone, for your time today.